unlocking the latest SMA insights, courtesy of Biogen.
Today is Friday, November 16th, 2018. This is your SMA News Today Flash Briefing.
A study reports that a non-invasive electrophysiology technique called Motor Unit Number Index, or MUNIX, can effectively assess the loss of motor nerve cells and muscle impairment in adults with SMA types 3 and 4. The study was called the Motor Unit Number Index Profile of Patients with Adult Spinal Muscular Atrophy, and it was published in the journal Clinical Neurophysiology. Its authors suggest that MUNIX be further evaluated for its potential as a diagnostic and disease monitoring marker. SMA types 3 and 4 are slowly advancing forms of the disease. Typically, their disease progression is evaluated through clinical exams, strength measurements, and functional rating scales. However, test outcomes can be influenced by the person performing the test, a phenomenon called inter-rater variability, and they may not detect subtle changes in progression. Two electrophysiological measures, CMAP, which is the compound motor action potential, and MUN, which is the motor unit's number estimation, have both shown promise as biomarkers of SMA progression. Electrophysiology is the study of the electrical properties of biological cells and tissues. For example, it would look at the electrical activity of nerve cells. Both CMAP and MUN measures are low in children with SMA, and they both correlate with age and motor function. These tests are used only in children with severe and rapidly progressive SMA forms, and their potential in adult patients is unknown. Researchers wrote the following. MUN is technically challenging, time-consuming, and invasive, and is thought to be associated with relatively low reproducibility. A more recent and non-invasive electrophysiology technique, called Motor Unit Number Index, or MUNIX, has shown good results in evaluating nerve cell changes in people with ALS. Several studies have shown that the technique is reproducible and capable of following motor neuron loss in ALS. It has also shown its capability in diseases involving damage to the peripheral nerves, which exist outside of the central nervous system. MUNIX works by determining the number of working motor units in a given muscle. Low numbers of these units are the primary reason for muscle atrophy. A motor unit consists of a spinal motor nerve cell and all the muscle fibers it innervates. The technique itself involves placing surface electrodes on an individual's muscles. When integrated with a dedicated software, it uses a statistical approach to arrive at a probable motor unit count. This allows researchers to estimate the number of functioning motor neurons. Researchers used MUNIX to characterize motor unit loss in 19 SMA type 3 and 4 patients. They also had 16 healthy controls who were matched in sex and age. All of the patients had begun walking as toddlers between 12 and 15 months of age. Participants' neuromuscular performance was evaluated using a battery of tests, specifically aimed at assessing muscle strength. An SMA functional rating scale was also used, and this measures functional disability in 10 key domains of daily living. MUNIX was used to evaluate 5 muscles. All were on the body's right side, located in the hand, foot, arm, lower leg, and back. Compared to the controls, SMA patients showed significantly lower MUNIX values in all muscles tested, and this was regardless of their degree of functional impairment. Reduced MUNIX counts was particularly significant in 2 muscles in patients. There was a 42.2% reduction in the abductor digiti minimi, which is a strong skeletal muscle of the hand and foot, and the second was a 21.6% reduction in the abductor pollicis brevis, a muscle in the hand between the wrist and the base of the thumb. Researchers also saw evidence of new nerve growth, a process called nerve sprouting. This was shown by an increase in the muscular unit size index, a parameter that's called MUSIX. More specifically, MUSIX scores increased by 47.7% in the abductor digiti minimi and 20.8% in the abductor pollicis brevis. The ratio between MUNIX and MUSIX correlated with muscle strength, and the MUNIX scores correlated with degrees of patient's disability. These results provide evidence that MUNIX reliably captures lower motor neuron loss and muscle involvement in SMA types 3 and 4. However, further studies with longitudinal designs are needed to confirm the full biomarker potential of MUNIX as a diagnostic and monitoring marker, and also its role in future clinical trials.
Up next, perspectives from SMA News Today community editor Kevin Schaefer.
This is your daily flash briefing, brought to you by Biogen. Learn more about a treatment option for SMA, locate a treatment center, or attend an event near you at unlocksma.com.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer. In most superhero comics, movies, and TV shows, there's usually an arc at some point in which the hero temporarily loses his or her powers. This happens in Spider-Man 2, Supergirl Season 2, the first Thor movie, and in Issue 12 of the comic book crossover Crisis on Infinite Earths, when a blast of antimatter energy strikes Kid Flash. Granted, these things never last, but they make for interesting storylines as our heroes must come to terms with losing the things that make them extraordinary. Likewise, when a piece of technology that an SMA person depends on malfunctions or breaks down completely, the feeling is comparable to Thor losing his hammer, or Wolverine losing his healing abilities. Whether it's a wheelchair, a Hoyer lift, or in my case, a robotic arm, having any of these devices falter is like having a superpower stripped away. My Jayco robotic arm, which I've written about multiple times in the past, is currently under repair for internal software problems. Fortunately, I have a loaner right now from the company that works great, but before that, I had to go a full week without one at all. And yes, it sucked. When my arm first began having issues, the technician I was corresponding with wanted to see if he could identify the problem and fix it remotely to avoid the hassle and expenses of shipping the arm back to the company's headquarters in Canada. I agreed that this would be the best option, and we tried everything from changing data cables to rebooting the whole system. Unfortunately, nothing we tried worked, and we eventually resorted to sending the arm back and getting a loaner. In that time that I was without a functioning robotic arm, I had no choice but to rely totally on other people for things like eating, drinking, and picking things up. The day I received my Jayco arm in December 2015 not only made me feel more independent, but it also made me feel more human. To be able to feed myself liberated me beyond words, and as such, it's debilitating when I'm without this device. Thankfully, I only had to go a week without it, but it was a long week. It's common for people to say things like, "That must be like your car breaking," when an SMA individual has issues with their wheelchair. The reality is that when our wheelchairs or robotic arms mess up, it's the equivalent of an able-bodied person's legs and arms not working. People don't realize just how dependent we are on devices and technologies in our everyday lives. The only option we have in these scenarios is to multiply the level of reliance on other people. With the arm, I remain pretty independent during the day. Without it, I have to arrange my eating schedule around family and friends. I'm fortunate to have great people in my life who will drop whatever they're doing to help me, but the ego in me hates having to depend on them. It's never fun or easy when any of my equipment malfunctions, but I always make do. Adaptation is something all of us with SMA are well accustomed to, and it's our ability to adapt constantly that makes it hard to bring us down. Be sure to follow SMA News Today for daily digital coverage of spinal muscular atrophy, and check out our multimedia content such as the SMA News Today podcast and the SMA News Today YouTube channel. And for more discussions on topics such as this one, check out the SMA News Today forums. I'm Kevin Schaefer, community editor for SMA News Today.
Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives on the disease. For SMA News Today, I'm Mike Nace, executive editor.
This is your daily flash briefing, brought to you by Biogen. Learn more about a treatment option for SMA, locate a treatment center, or attend an event near you at unlocksma.com.